Hello and welcome to the MB Om podcast, where you will learn to master the business of yoga with guests from around the world who have experienced becoming successful yoga teachers, studio owners, and much more. Now, here's your host, Amanda Kingsmith.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the MB Om podcast. My name's Amanda, and I'm your host for this episode. And you might be wondering what on earth is going on. MB Om goes out on Mondays, it's not Monday, and this is a special bonus episode. So what's this all about? Well, I'm very, very excited to be sharing an episode of my other podcast called Yoga Business Bootcamp. In a couple of the past episodes, I've been talking about Yoga Business Bootcamp, but for those of you who haven't tuned in, here's what it is. It's a 12-week online program. It's designed to help you create, develop, and expand your yoga business in a way that really allows you to work at your own pace and manifest what you want out of your career. It's not forcing you in any direction, but it's helping to encourage you in the direction that you really dreamed of with your business. With Yoga Business Bootcamp, I also decided to create a podcast and video series that would really allow you guys to understand what exactly Yoga Business Bootcamp was all about. Each episode is short, it's quick, it's to the point, and we just go over a few of the high-level things that are in the course. So what I wanted to do today is give you guys a little bit of a taste of what Yoga Business Bootcamp is all about. And of course, if you like it, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes or whatever podcast provider you use and subscribe to the podcast, maybe leave it a review. That would be super, super helpful. And you can also sign up if you want to get the emails for all 12 episodes over at mbomyoga.com/yogabusinessbootcamp. That's where you can also find out about the full program, about the course. You can go and check that out and see what it's all about if you like this episode of the show. So on this episode, we are talking about marketing. And when people think marketing, I think they mostly think online marketing, social media, Facebook advertising, all these different ways to get ourselves out there and market our programs, market our teachings online. But you can't forget about your offline world, your community, your face-to-faces. And so we dive into a little bit of the offline as well as the online. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. I hope that you enjoy Yoga Business Bootcamp, and I'll see you soon. Hello and welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now on to the episode. Hey guys, Amanda here, and we're back with another awesome topic for Yoga Business Bootcamp. And today we're talking about marketing. And marketing kind of has a weird sort of stigma around it. A lot of people kind of get scared off by the idea of marketing, but I really don't want you to get scared off by this. Marketing is actually really, really fun because it's the ways that we target people to come into our business. It's the ways that we welcome them into our tribe or our community. And so we're going to talk about two different things here. We're going to talk about online marketing and offline marketing. So we're going to start with online marketing. First of all, what is online marketing? Online marketing is the ways that we reach people online via the internet. So it's not the in-person stuff. It's very much the emails and the social media. So there's a couple different ways that you can market yourself online. So first thing is an email newsletter. And this is really, really big in the yoga industry. If you have a website, you should definitely have some sort of box where people can sign up for your newsletter. And you should definitely have the option for people to give you their email address. You want access to people's inbox because that's a great way to, you know, get them down the sales funnel, expand your offerings, and really make more money. And so newsletter is definitely number one. The next thing that we're going to talk about with online marketing is social media. And social media is kind of a big one. There's so many different platforms that you can be on these days. And a big thing that I want to touch on is how do you decide? Well, you need to know who your market is. We talked about
target market in branding, and we're going to cover it again in finding your niche. And basically, you want to find who your people are and where they are. You also want to think about what you really enjoy being on. So which platforms do you feel inspired on, and which platforms do you feel really on? And everyone's different, and that's okay. There's no right answer when it comes to social media, and that's the key aspect to think about. So once you have kind of figured out where your target market is and what you like doing, then you can get on a couple of platforms. And so this is another key part about social media or online marketing, is you don't need to be on all the platforms. So there's a list a mile long. You don't need to be on them all unless you can do them all well, but that's so time consuming. It's going to take up so much of your business. For me, I just prefer Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest. Those are the three that I focus on with my business. I actually started a Twitter account for MBOM, and I followed a couple people, and I was posting things, but only just directly from Instagram or Facebook. You know, I had an IFTTT, which is if this, then that, set up so that things were automatically going there, but I was never engaging. And I went on one day about, you know, 2 to 4 weeks after setting it up, and I only had 3 followers. I was like, this doesn't even look good on my brand. You know, I have built up a following on Instagram. I have following on Facebook. I have a great private community. So why would I put effort into a social media platform that doesn't serve me? And so really looking at all your different options and the pros and cons of each of them, which we break down in the course on for Yoga Business Bootcamp, the full version of this, and think about which ones are going to serve you, which aren't, and make a decision from there. But know that you will only need to be on 2 or 3 platforms, and do it really well on there. Really connect and find your authentic voice. So that brings us into our next topic, finding your authentic voice. How do you do that through your online marketing? Because offline marketing is a lot easier to do. It's your face-to-face, it's your poster creation, it's all of that stuff, you know, in the studio. Online, you have to really cultivate that, and it's going to be a big part of your brand. So looking at the words that you use online, the messaging that you use in your classes, and really communicating that via your social media. And sometimes it's hard because you don't actually have the people in front of you. And something that I like to do is sometimes if I have a really great quote that I share in my classes, or something that really, you know, inspires me that I'm going to share with my yoga students in a class, I write it down on my phone, just type it into my notes, and then I can very, very easily transfer that into an email newsletter or a post for social media. And that way I'm communicating the same things to my audience, regardless of where they are joining me from in the world. And I think that that's a really great way to find your voice, but just start playing around with it. Just dive in. Anytime you have ideas, write them down and just try and communicate to your very, very best ability, who you are and what your message is and everything around your brand. All right, now moving into offline marketing. Offline marketing is things like talking to your students after class, engaging with them, getting to know them, and then everything you do in your community, like poster creation, being a part of your studios, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the biggest offline marketing things that I've been a part of in my yoga career is poster creation for workshops and events in the community. And so with this, you really want to think about how you can, you know, communicate your brand and your offering through your poster. If you are working with a studio and they have a designer, I would definitely recommend working with them. Otherwise, you can use resources like Canva or Adobe Illustrator, if you're familiar with that, to create really great graphics. And then finding out where your market is. So if you're offering, you know, prenatal yoga, you're probably not finding those people in the local pub, but you're probably finding them at the community center, the daycare, or, you know, the local doctor's office. So asking to put those posters up there and making sure that they're getting out into the community and that people are seeing them. Also thinking about how you can engage your students. So little things like if you don't have a website or you've got a big following offline, having a piece of paper at the end of class at the front of the studio where you just let people know, I send out emails once a week or once a month or once a quarter, whatever it is. If you want to join me and learn more about me and what I offer, you can feel free to sign up. I've been in so many classes where teachers offer that at the end of class, and it's just a really nice sort of passive thing, and it allows you to connect with those teachers that you really like. So think about doing that. Same with your workshops or your retreats. Offering that up at the end of class, something very subtle. It's not salesy, it's not pushy. It's just a way of marketing yourself to your peeps offline. as well as just everything that you do to make them comfortable, saying hi to them at the beginning of class, talking about yourself, offering up personal information, asking questions to them. That's all marketing and that's all part of your branding strategy. It's the way that you integrate everything that you do online with offline, everything with on the mat to off the mat. All right, so if you have any questions about that, definitely don't hesitate to reach out to me at info@mbomyoga.com. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next section.
Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mbomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me and namaste.